Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steve and Ted in the morning, and coming up Saturday, we have the annual skin cancer treatment clinic that's going on. This is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and with us this morning is dermatologist Dr. Landon Johnson. Good morning, Dr. Johnson.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
How many years have you been doing this? Have we been doing this free clinic?
Well, it's been over 30 years. I think we're around the 35 year mark this year.
Okay. Tell us the where and when.
So, yeah, like you were mentioning, it's this Saturday, May 3rd. It's at the KU School of Medicine here in Wichita. That's located at 1010 North Kansas Street. We'll be there screening patients for skin cancer from 8 a.m. till noon.
How many people do you usually see? I mean, I know you've done this for several years.
I've been running the event for the last 5 years. We see in between 200 and 400 people in that 4 hour span.
And of course it's a free clinic, so there's no charge.
There's no insurance is required. There's no need to book. There's no appointments. You just show up at the event during that time frame. There's a short form to be filled out. Then you're ushered into a private room. We can look over all your skin for any evidence of skin cancers. We cannot provide any treatments at this event. But we can let you know if you have any suspicious spots or not.
What do you think? How successful do you think you've been over the years in actually helping people maybe avoid something very serious?
Yeah, I think overall about 20% of the patients that we screen have some sort of suspicious spot, whether it's a precancerous spot, a basal cell skin cancer, a squamous cell skin cancer, or the more aggressive melanoma-type skin cancers. And we usually, melanoma can be fatal if not caught early and treated. And we usually, find, at least 10 or 15 potential melanomas.
I had somebody tell me that, actually, it was a former district attorney, Nola Folston, several years ago. Mm-hmm. It's going back a ways. We're doing an interview, and she looked at me and said, Steve, you ought to have those spots on your face. You ought to have those looked at. Her husband apparently had some problems. And so I did, and it began some treatments. Let me put it that way. Fortunately, I'm doing very, very well with it. But, yeah, if you get it early, it's very, very curable, is it not?
Yes. The thing about skin cancers compared to other cancers of the body is we can see them on the surface of the skin. So if we catch them early, we can get them treated with a very high cure rate of 95% or higher before they spread beyond the skin. Once skin cancers have spread beyond the skin, then it gets tougher to cure those. So, and this is a very common problem. Skin cancer is 1 in 5 Americans is estimated to develop skin cancer during their lifetime. So this is an event for everyone to come out. We can screen from childhood to the elderly, all skin types. This is open for everybody.
Now, a person may look in a mirror and say, well, I don't see anything, but also, is anybody there who can see your back and other parts of your body? You guys will give them a good going over. You'll take a good look, won't you?
Yep. I mean, this is what we do for a living. We know what we're looking for. And, we can see those areas up close. We often use magnifiers to get up close looks on this. So we do a lot more than you can kind of do yourself.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us. We encourage people like Dr. Landon Johnson with us this morning. Thank you, sir. Skin cancer screening is Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12. And again, that's the KU School of Medicine right there at 1010 North Kansas. Free. And if you got anything suspicious, or even if you don't, you may want to look and say, hey, look me over real good and see what could happen there. As you know, Ted, I've had a few treatments myself over the years. And I believe we need to get people knowing about this thing.
Yep, definitely so.
Yeah. And like you said, as long as you can keep it to where it doesn't, grow and get outside the skin, as long as you keep it at bay, you're in good shape. But, get in there and get early. Get in
exactly.
Early. Like everything in cancer.
Yeah. And a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Sedgwick County getting ready for construction to start on ComCare's new consolidated facility at the Wichita Biomedical Campus downtown. Its new community crisis center is going to house multiple services and programs for the organization focused on mental health and substance abuse care at 235 South Topeka. The county plans to publicly bid the project for a general contractor sometime this month or next month. It expects to award the project in July. The project has a budget for $15.5 million, expected to be completed by the end of 2026. ComCare's new center will be located in the building that formerly housed Mid-States Fitness Equipment. It's about 35,000 square feet. The county acquired the building and a couple of adjacent lots for nearly $5.5 million in 2023 at the biomedical campus.
The office market in downtown Wichita could grow substantially over the next decade. A new report conducted by the Maryland-based WZHA has estimated that downtown will see demand for 658,000 to 825,000 square feet of space during that time period. The study was commissioned to support the Downtown Wichita Action Plan, which is being spearheaded by Downtown Wichita, to help shape the future of the city's core. The anticipated growth of the office tenants in the Central Business Hub of Wichita will align with several major initiatives and economic development projects gaining steam.
A popular restaurant not far from downtown Wichita closed because of non-payment of taxes. That's according to the Kansas Department of Revenue. The Anchor, just to the east of Douglas and Washington, was seized by the Department of Revenue because the agency said the restaurant had outstanding taxes, including sales and liquor excise taxes. The restaurant was seized yesterday morning after a sign labeled "seized" was posted outside the restaurant and the adjacent Anchor Meat Market. The sign, which read that the property was seized because of the non-payment of taxes, had the Department of Revenue listed as the point of contact. And that is local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
Today is May 1st, National Day of Prayer, designated by the United States Congress, asking people to turn to God in prayer and meditation. Of course, for many, prayer is an integral part of daily life. Every day is a day of prayer. Earlier in the show, we were talking about Thomas Eagleton, who ran for vice president, or for a brief time, from Missouri, which I had a story about him, and he was running with McGovern, and people found out he had had some problems with depression, and he was off the ticket. And we wondered who replaced him, who actually ran for vice president with George McGovern in 72. Yeah, we did a little research. Sergeant Shriver. Who had been an ambassador. I was a Kennedy brother-in-law.
Yeah, he was part of the Kennedy cabal.
And so they ran against Nixon.
And just got pounded.
And got completely clobbered. So there you go. All right.
I do know of someone who voted for McGovern. My mom.
Your mom did?
Probably voted for George McGovern. I think she's the only person that voted for McGovern that I personally know.
Probably the only one in town. Happy birthday to a friend of my wife, Linelda Todd, having a birthday today. Happy birthday, Linelda. Glenn Beck Show coming up here on KNSS. U.S. and Ukraine sign a mineral deal. And our top of the hour news this morning, measles up 9 cases this week in Kansas. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go to the free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Dana Lash, news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Utah.
Spring showers bring heat.